Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the National Funeral Directors Association Convention and Expo that is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada from October 6th to the 10th. Today's guest is Mike Kubasek from Kubasek Associates located in Mesquite, Nevada. Mike, are you there?
I sure am, Robin. Good to be with you.
Great, Mike. Now, first of all, can you please provide a little bit of background for the listeners about yourself?
Well, I have a lifelong career in funeral service, licensed funeral director in Embalmer in the state of California, and purchased the family business in California back in 1972, and operated it until 1997, at which time I sold the business to Service Corporation International. I remained with them working as a vice president in the Pacific region doing some special projects, mm-hmm. and have always been a independent funeral director at heart, so I am here now operating and owning my own company called Kubasek Associates, in which I take my 40-plus years experience and help my colleagues do a better job in operating and owning their own funeral homes.
Oh, great. Now, Mike, you're up to the plate there twice at the convention. First, you'll be introducing your new book, Traversing the Minefield, Best Practice, Reducing Risk in Funeral Cremation Service. Can you please maybe just enlighten me on the problem that the book is addressing?
Well, the book is addressing the situation of best practices. Funeral homes across the country don't always practice what is referred to as best practice. Who can forget the shock and the sadness that we all felt when the tri-state crematory disaster hit the headlines just a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, most of the firms that were involved in that situation have never recovered, and many of them have closed their doors. They thought they were doing enough on due diligence, but really they were not. And I just do not want that to happen to my colleagues and funeral directors across the country. And that's why I have written the book, Traversing the Minefield. It is a manual on best practices. It's the first book of its type ever in the funeral service industry and profession.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a book that is designed to acquaint colleagues with the potential minefields that we are now facing today, especially with what I call is the new consumer,
mm-hmm.
that consumer who feels very entitled, and that new consumer who today is not always as forgiving as previous generations of consumers were.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Mike, just I went onto your website and downloaded the table of contents, and your book is just packed with case examples, and you've got sample forms in there for all aspects of what we do.
Yes, the book is extremely comprehensive. All of the toughest critics in funeral service that have previewed the book have all said the same thing, that it is a very comprehensive book, that it's like no other book ever written before, and it does not contain any fluff or wasteful information. Every page is packed with useful and practical information that is easy for the funeral director to implement.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, when you're introducing the book in Las Vegas, what are the attendees going to hear at that session?
Well, the session that takes place on Saturday is NFDA refers to this as a pre-convention seminar, and that'll be a 4.5-hour presentation. I will actually be uncovering sharing with my colleagues some of the tools that and which I call best practices that they should consider implementing in their practice. I want to acquaint them with the potential landmines.
Mm-hmm.
I also will want to help reduce the number of lawsuits that occur in the nation and help reduce the severity of lawsuits and provide the funeral director with another way to promote even greater client family satisfaction in their practice. I'll be discussing such things as, what to do with, how to ensure that you have the correct deceased person in your custody so that you do not bury, ship, or cremate the wrong person, mm-hmm. or wrongfully embalm the wrong person. I'll be talking about how to deal with instances of unclaimed cremated remains. That's something that certainly practically every funeral home has to deal with one way or the other. I'll be talking about what is called informed consent and how today we need to bring a new level of information forward to our client families. We have to provide them with more information about the services that we offer and the services that they select, and that just getting a signature on a form is not necessarily informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be talking about the authority to cremate. Who is that person to give us the authority to do something as serious as cremating a human body? And why is it a little bit different with cremation? Because as we all know, cremation, unlike burial, is irreversible.
Exactly.
So we have to make sure that we are dealing not only with the right person, but the person who has the legal authority to authorize cremation.
Now, Mike, one of the things that I found quite interesting that when we were talking earlier was that yours, you know, some people might think, oh, well, you know, if it's not my mistake, then, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Maybe it was the caretaker at the morgue at the hospital. But can you give your explanation on that and why the funeral homes and cemeterians and cremationists need to be responsible?
Sure. What you are referring to is in those instances when the funeral home receives from a hospital or from a coroner or someone else the wrong deceased person. And we don't know who we have in our custody. The unfortunate thing is that the laws throughout the country support the legal opinion that if a mistake in a person's identity has been made even prior to the funeral director becoming involved, in other words, the coroner does a mistake, or some nursing home makes a mistake, or a medical center makes a mistake in identifying or tagging a human being, if that mistake is made even before the funeral home becomes involved in having custody of the deceased person, the funeral home will be held responsible. And the reason being is because in the chain of custody, it is the funeral director who has the last opportunity to correct any mistake in identity that may have been made. And if the funeral director fails to have a policy in place of verifying the identity of that person and does not do that, then he can and likely will be held liable.
Wow.
Yeah, very serious today.
Well, it is. Now, and the term best practice might be new to funeral directors, but
mm-hmm.
you know, in every other industry, every industry has best practices that are...
Not only industries, but professions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're a financial planner, whether you're a physician, whether you're an attorney, whether you're a CPA, whether you are an investment counselor, we all, you know, they all operate according to best practices. And, you know, about 2 weeks ago, I went to my podiatrist's office just to take care of some foot problem that I had at the time. And I was sitting there in his office getting acquainted with him, and I looked on his bookshelf behind him, and there was a manual the best practice manual for podiatrists.
Wow.
And I said, wow. You know, even podiatry has best practice. And unfortunately, in funeral service, no one has ever put together a best practice manual before. I'm the first one to do that. And the reason that I've done it is, to be quite honest, you know, for the last 16 years, I've been called to serve as an expert witness in lawsuits against funeral homes, crematories, and cemeteries. And really, I don't want to see funeral homes paying the price because of not operating as well as they could if they knew what they needed to do. And I began taking all of the examples of cases that I have worked on, which now number well over 125 cases that I have worked on as an expert witness. And I said, my colleagues need to know where they are vulnerable, and I'm going to do it in such a way that they can easily see where they are vulnerable and then provide some best practice recommendations for them to tighten up their operations in each area. And as you've said, you've gone on the website, you've downloaded the table of contents, and if you've noticed, the table of contents is such that it starts at the very beginning, in other words, when we receive the first call, and it goes all the way through and including every type of disposition that may be possible. So it's done in about 14 or 15 different steps or chapters, and really nothing is left out, and every step of the operation is laid out there for a funeral director to follow and consider making the modifications that might be necessary in his or her practice.
Well, that's great. It is, you know, very comprehensive and well needed within funeral service. So
yes, it is.
Thank you for doing that for us, Mike.
Good.
Mike, can we just switch gears here a little bit now, because I don't want to diminish the your second presentation, which is going to be on powerful or powerless questioning skills.
Yes.
Now, can you just kind of enlighten us on that part, please?
A little lighter subject, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is. You know, one thing, Mike, before we get there, hopefully the manual will prevent people from having to use Chapter 15, which is when you are sued.
That's right. That's a very key chapter, and it really outlines everything a funeral director needs to do in the event of a lawsuit, from not only the physical but the emotional and psychological, and the entire staff as well.
Wow!
So it's quite a chapter. But yeah, the powerless or powerful questions. You know, I'm finding out, of course, that I'm recognized as kind of the cremation guru, so to speak, nationwide, and the one who pioneered all of the initial work on dealing with and understanding especially the cremation consumer. And of course, today we're finding out that many consumers choosing burial are even assuming some of the characteristics of the burial of the cremation consumer. In other words, many burial consumers are now saying, we don't want a funeral, we just want Dad buried in the cemetery. He bought the plot 10 years ago, and just bring him out there and bury him. The idea of the powerful questions are questions that an arranger might want to learn to ask during the arrangement conference when he is with the client family. And whether the client family is choosing burial or cremation, it makes no difference. These are questions designed to cause the family to talk, not for the arranger to talk. So many times we arrangers don't feel we're doing anything unless we're talking or writing. The key is to get the family to talk and to ask powerful questions that cause a family to rethink what they might be doing or to consider something new that they haven't even thought of. And, you know, when we ask typical questions like, do you want a funeral? And we keep getting the door slammed in our face. No, we don't want a funeral. we might want to give thought to asking that question in a different way. We might want to consider saying, you know, when you think of your mother, well, what's that one or two things special about her that come to mind? And the arranger should shut up and listen at mm-hmm. that time, because he will be amazed at the information that may be forthcoming from the client family. And when he is hearing this information, now he can assure the family, folks, I know you want your mother cremated, and let me assure you that she will be cremated properly and with great respect. And you've brought up some great things. Mom made brownies that could knock the socks off everybody, and Mom's chicken soup was world famous. Have you ever thought of having a farewell ceremony? And maybe what we do is serve Mom's brownies and Mom's chicken soup to everybody who shows up. And mm-hmm. and you said that she loved Elvis Presley music. Why don't we play some Elvis Presley music and have everyone come up and have the opportunity to share a great memory about your mother? And this would be a wonderful way to maybe say goodbye. And again, let me assure you, she's going to be cremated just as you have requested.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these powerful questions, like I said, are designed to cause our families to speak and designed to really have them tell us what is inside of them. And for us to stop getting the door slammed in our face all the time.
Well, and, you know, I would even say that these questions here that you have are more than just open-ended question. They're almost explosive questions, not in a bad way, but you know, just really getting them to open up. And one that I thought that share with me some things that made your father laugh or cry, that could, you know, you could get, they could tell you a couple stories, and as long as you listen and take notes, you could create a very meaningful
You're right.
tribute. Yeah.
You're right. One of the greatest, you know, stories one story that I tell about one of the finest, and I'm going to use the word funeral, but it was really a farewell life celebration that mm-hmm. we had. I was going nowhere with the family in the arrangement conference, and I just was unable to get them to open up. I had asked them, you know, two or three powerful questions, and I was still striking out, so to speak. And kind of being at a total loss, I put my pen down, and I looked at the family, and I said, "What was your mother's favorite color?" And all of a sudden, the two sons and two daughters who were making arrangements started chuckling. And I knew I hit a chord. I knew I hit a sensitive area.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, her favorite color was red. She was crazy about the color red. Her car was red. Her hair was red. most of her wardrobe is red. You're not going to believe it. She's got red carpeting. You know, and truly, my mother was just, you know, she loved the color red. And I said, gee, wouldn't it be great if we could have, and I know you don't want to have any kind of funeral, and you just want your mother cremated, and we're going to be doing that, but wouldn't it be wonderful? I could just see inviting all of your family and friends here to our memory room, a nice gathering some evening, and we encourage everybody to wear red. And they all looked at each other, and then they looked at me, and they said, could we do something like that? See, they really didn't know how I could be of service to them.
Exactly.
Now, I know that, you know, your readers and listeners are going to say, gee whiz, Mike, you really got lucky. Yeah. When you begin asking powerful questions or the right questions at the right time, you too will get lucky. And you will have more opportunity to be of service to people, and you will take a direct cremation into a full service type of celebration, as we did with this lady.
Well, even then, when you're in the room making those arrangements with that family, and they've all of a sudden pictured everyone in red, they don't want to say no to that. They
right.
You once they've mentally seen that in their mind, they're gonna, Mike, we have to do that. before, you know, before they didn't want anything.
That's right. And you know what? I didn't want them to think about it after they walked out of my office and maybe did that on their own at the country club where they belong to.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not involved. I want to be involved.
Well, and the country...
My job is to help my client families say goodbye in an appropriate way.
And the country club, you know, their staff isn't going to be suggesting that because they don't have that experience that we do, right?
Well, that's right. But we're finding now that, you know, we're finding competition. Funeral homes are finding competition coming from different places today.
That's true.
We could look at what the Hilton Hotel and Marriott hotels are doing nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
They are now promoting farewell or life celebration ceremonies at their hotels. And this is cutting out the funeral director. And there are these hotels in many cities across America that are putting ads in the newspaper saying, we can help you say goodbye. We have the parking. We have valet parking. We have the food service. We have a wonderful room. We have all of the video equipment that you might need. We've got all the tables, all the chairs, so on and so forth. Come and speak to our event planners who will help you put together a farewell that is meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, we've got new competition out there.
There you go. Well, now we've got competition coming from people we never even dreamed would be competing with us.
And it could all have been stemmed from not asking the right question.
Yes, and it stems from the fact that the funeral director must, you know, being a funeral director is just not good enough today. We have to be much more than just a funeral director. And I'll give you this one example. There are many people that when a death occurs, they are saying to themselves, we do not want to have a funeral. Why should I call a funeral home?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that makes a lot of sense. So if you just see yourself as a person who directs funerals, you may be missing out on tremendous opportunity in your community for people who do not want a funeral but want to say goodbye. You see, they confuse a funeral with disposition.
That's
just
right.
just like we do. Funeral directors are here every day. I do not want a funeral. I just want the body cremated. And we are confusing disposition with saying goodbye. And those are two separate things. Someone may very well want the body immediately buried or cremated. But that should not mean that they do not want to say goodbye. So we have to think of ourselves differently than we have been trained to think of ourselves, okay?
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Now, and the powerful questions help open those doors. The most profound method of persuasion are questions.
Because they're giving their own answer.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're not putting something into their head. They're actually saying it, and then you're just being able to take that answer and then put it into a situation where they could actually work on that and honor their
yes.
mother or father in that way with what they just told you.
Yeah, when you begin finding out that mom's favorite color was red, that dad's favorite movie was Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart, that dad loved to watch Johnny Carson, that his favorite restaurant was the, you know, Italian restaurant down the street, and that his favorite sport was golf. I mean, when you begin finding out these important things about your client families, you then position yourself to maybe be of more service to them by being able to express your creativity as a funeral planner
mm-hmm.
and say, why don't we put a farewell together that incorporates all of those things? And instead of this religious memorial folder that I know you don't want, mm-hmm. why don't we put Mom's recipe for her brownies on the memorial folder and hand that out to everybody who comes to the ceremony? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we could do something like that. How fun.
And something like that is going to preserve Mom's memory,
oh.
you know, for generations. That, you know, that recipe will get passed on, and it was because
yeah.
of a creative funeral director.
And look at what it does to the funeral director. It cements the bond of the funeral director with that family for generations to come as well.
Absolutely. Well,
and that funeral director is not selling me anything. He really helped us uncover important things. My gosh, you know what, Robin, I can't begin to tell you how many families in my career came up to me and said, if it wasn't for the questions that you asked us when we were making the arrangements, we would have made a terrible mistake and not had anything. Thank you for opening our eyes to making my mother, my grandmother, my son's life more meaningful. And we will always remember this day. Isn't that amazing to hear?
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, that's great that you're taking those questions and you're sharing them. You're going to be sharing them with us.
And those questions, by the way, for those friends of yours who are unable to go to the NFDA convention, those questions are on my website at www.kubasek.com, and they can download them.
Yeah, and start using them, you know, at their funeral home.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, Mike, it sounds like both presentations are just going to be packed with thought-provoking and relevant material.
Yes.
And obviously along with the famous Kubasek style that we all know and love. So, I'm looking forward to both and seeing you in Vegas. Now, before I let you go, we're just about out of time, you better tell us where we can order that book from.
Oh, how nice of you. Well, the book, they need to go on my website. The easiest way to order it is to go on my website, and they can either download a ordering form, which they can fill out and mail to me with a check, or they can use their favorite credit card right online and order it through a very secure method of called PayPal. And the book will be at their office a few days later.
Oh, great.
So it's real easy, and they can always even call me direct, too.
Okay. Well, that's great, Mike. And I should congratulate you on the new book. And, we're gonna be enjoying both those presentations and that book for quite some time.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, and I'll look forward to hearing from your readers.
Great.
And I'm here if I can ever help anyone out, you know that. And this was awfully nice of you to give a call.
Well, you're welcome, Mike.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank Mike Kubasek from Kubasek Associates, who will be introducing his new book, Traversing the Minefield, Best Practice, Reducing Risk in Funeral Cremation Service, and also presenting Powerful or Powerless, Questioning Skills to Make Revenue Soar at the NFDA Convention and Expo. At the NFDA Convention and Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 6th through the 10th. For more information and registration details, visit www.nfda.org. Check back soon for another NFDA pre-convention interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.